in ways, and then cap, you know, cap and put one on top.
I see.
If you have one bushel of wheat and then of corn, and you add 39 more, you say I have 40. I have 40 bushels.
Okay.
And we talked about this about oats before. We talked about that yesterday. What is, I don't know if they still do this, but they, at one time when they cut the oats, they call that. Well, they do it different now. They used to cut it with a brush size, with a what did they call that? They used to cut their wheat with it. Had a sweet thing on back this night. It cost me big mold.
Well, I wonder if you can tell like either wheat is fresh or fresh.
Well, that's when you put it when you go to thrash. That's when you get it all in.
That's after it's cut.
Yeah, that's after it's cut. And then, talking about two people, I say, who's going to do this? And you can say, you and me, or you and I, or what, how are you going to do that?
You're being determined, who wants to.
Which one is?
Well, the most that you would be.
Me and you.
Okay.
And then, we're going to do something together. You say, that's going to be hard work for two.
Okay.
Would you ever use both of us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you ever use all two of us?
No.
That doesn't sound as hard yet.
I've heard of that.
Right.
Okay.
We've heard it used by reputation.
Okay.
And if you're going someplace with a friend of yours, you'd say, going fishing. You say, him and me are going fishing, and me and him are going fishing.
Yeah, we're going fishing,
sure.
So would you say, you could probably say, me and him or him and me?
Me and him.
I say,
how tall are you? How